What's up, y'all? This is Soul Rebel Hector Flores in East LA talking to a couple young folks from the East Side. So can you tell me your name, what high school you go to, and how old you are?
Well, my name is Jacinta Gonzalez, and I go to Roosevelt High School, and I'm a junior.
Oh, what's up, man? My name is Salvador Garcia III. I go to Garfield High School, and I'm 16.
All right, my name's Nancy Mesa. I am 19 years old, and I go to East Los Angeles College.
My name is Michael Osuna. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Garfield High School.
Hi, my name is Joanna Flores. I am a 10th grader. I am 15 years old at Lincoln High School.
Okay, my name is Angelica. I'm 16, and I'm a junior from Roosevelt.
My name is Alfred. I'm 17, and I go to Roosevelt.
So what I want to know is, what is your biggest fear, or what do you feel is the biggest fear at your high school?
The biggest fear we have right now is really not being able to graduate because of all the tests that they give us, and that you have, like, you need to be able to pass those tests or you're not going to be able to graduate. And, like, some people may not get one subject but get the other, and, like, if you don't get one subject, you won't be able to graduate. And I think that's what's mainly the biggest fear we have right now.
What a lot of folks feel is just, well, not graduating, staying behind from the rest, staying a lot of years, and not doing anything with their life.
I'm thinking many people are complaining about diplomas not counting by the time they graduate. I guess that's one of the fears.
Well, there's like different subjects that I'm afraid of. Like, one thing that I'm afraid of is, you know, my own people, brown people, are always going up to brown people, hey, where you from? You know, you're wearing the wrong colors, you're in the wrong hood. And it could be inside of school too, you know, little things, the smallest things could start a rumble, and then we get blamed for it, and then people get hurt, people get shot all the time, you know. There was like two stabbings in one day, where one kid got shanked, and then the same day, later on after school, another kid got shanked.
Well, my biggest fear at the campus that I go to is girls coming up to me and, like, telling me that they're gonna, like, fuck me up or something. It's like thinking they're all hardcore and everything. It's like, when I haven't even done nothing, or just by my appearance, I think I fear that the most.
Well, it's not really Garfield High School, it's just high school in particular, that there's no meaning to it. Like, you know, we're going to school for a certain reason, but yet we don't know what we're going to do with our lives. So it's like the fear of not being sure what you're going to do in the future. That would be my fear.
People like Villaraigosa and the government taking over our school, where they want to give us what we deserve, but they don't know what we deserve, and they're just thinking that they know. So they're going to give us what they think we deserve, which is supposedly longer school hours and all these uniforms and dress codes and more rules and more zero tolerance policies to lay upon us.
Another question is, what about in your community? What is your biggest fear within your community?
That they'll all stay in poverty. That they won't go on and become rich, and they'll stay like their parents. I think that's what's mostly it, yeah.
So I would say that one of my biggest fears is being driven out of the community, since all the gentrification that's happening. I've personally had just friends who have lived in this community their whole lives, and you know, I just saw them a couple of weekends ago, and they've actually moved down to Arizona because they couldn't afford it, you know, and they're college graduates, so if they can't afford to be here, you know, it makes you think, like, other people, you know, other working class people, how they're going to struggle with, like, you know, the rise in just renting and owning a home, and, you know, it's just really messed up, because these are people that have lived here in, you know, in East Los Angeles and in Boyle Heights their whole life.
Well, some of these are the same, but, you know, like, out in the community, that's where there's even more gangs, you know, in a radius of 2 miles, there's about 200 different gangs. So you can just imagine all the gang wars and the innocent bystanders that get caught up every day. I'm also tired of the popo pulling me over. See, I'm off track right now, but because of the zero tolerance policies, I'm constantly getting pulled over, even though I'm off track, and I can get ticketed. I get ticketed for being off track, so I can't be in school, but I can't be outside of school. I get in trouble if I'm in school for trespassing. I get in trouble if I'm outside of school because I'm off track. So what am I supposed to do, you know? And I'm scared I might get arrested for doing something that I didn't do, you know?
Well, being that I kind of live in, you know, in a gang area in a way, and, you know, city terror is not that bad, but it's still kind of, my fear would be, of course, you know, death itself, because, you know, there has been drive-by. So it's like, if I'm over here, I would want to find out the question to my previous fear, if, you know, if there is a meaning, and if I die before I find out my meaning, then that would be another fear, not being able to find out my meaning by dying. So.
And my second fear would be just, like, with all the immigration issues, like deportation, as well. So I'm an immigrant myself, so not having any documentation, just a fear of, you know, any day legislation could pass that could force me out of this country. And, you know, I've been here since I was 4 years old, so.
Well, one for first is deportation, because we have many immigrants in this delay.
It's not so much that we fear in my community, but a lot that, like, we have to fear. Like, we watch a lot of the media, and the media actually, like, brainwashes us to feel like, oh, East LA, like, gang violence, shootings, like, rapes, murders, and, like, actually, like, what I fear is just, like, not being able to, like, explore. Like, not being able to get out of East LA or have enough money to explore. It's nothing like getting shot down at 7-Eleven.